Strike a light, man, and have an end of this nonsense.
Well, Kennedy, there are two things which I understand that you are very fond of. The one is an adventure, and the other is an obstacle to surmount. The adventure must be the finding of your way out of this catacomb. The obstacle will be the darkness and the 2,000 wrong turns which make the way a little difficult to find. But you need not hurry, for you have plenty of time, and when you halt for a rest now and then, I should like you just to think of Miss Mary Saunderson and whether you treated her quite fairly.
You devil, what do you mean? Roared Kennedy. He was running about in little circles and clasping at the solid blackness with both hands.
Goodbye, said the mocking voice, and it was already at some distance. I really do not think, Kennedy, even by your own showing, that you did the right thing by the girl. There was only one little thing which you appeared not to know, and I can supply it. Miss Saunderson was engaged to a poor, ungainly devil of a student, and his name was Julius Berger.
There was a rustle somewhere, the vague sound of a foot striking a stone. And then there fell silence upon that old Christian church, a stagnant, heavy silence which closed round Kennedy and shut him in like water round a drowning man. Some 2 months afterwards, the following paragraph made the round of the European press. One of the most interesting discoveries of recent years is that of the new catacomb in Rome, which lies some distance to the east of the well-known vaults of St. Calixtus. The finding of this important burial place, which is exceedingly rich in most interesting